Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It's that time of the year again. New Year's resolutions are all the buzz, aren't they, really? Whether it's hitting the gym, quitting bad habits, or eating healthier, millions of people are setting goals for the year ahead. But here's the big question. Do New Year's resolutions really work? Studies show that 43% of people stick to their resolutions for the first month and month only, but only 9% succeed long term. So are these promises to ourselves truly effective? Or are they just part of a massive money-making industry? Now, we also want to explore alternatives. Could there be a better way to manage addictions, set realistic goals and build healthier and happier lives without the pressure of January the 1st? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you making resolutions this year or are you just ditching the trend? Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. What is your New Year's resolution? Mine is, I'm going to stop suffering fools. And I'm getting rid of negative people. Not you lot, by the way. I'm getting rid of negative people out of my life. I'm talking about acquaintances. I've learned valuable lessons. Since I met Karen many, many years ago, I put it up on Twitter actually today there. She has all these little golden rules of life. She's wonderful with all our little rules of life. Number one was always she told me to value yourself, which is really important that you do that, you value yourself. But the other one was, and always was, there are no friends in business. And I couldn't agree more. And I've learned that throughout the last few years. Now, don't get me wrong, I have a lot of good friends in business that I trust. And most of them haven't let me down, or a lot of them haven't let me down, but some have. And people will let you down, particularly business partners or business friends or whatever it is. They will, for the sake of money, usually. It's usually financial. So that's one of the things. There are no friends in business. That's going to be one of my rules for this year, and not to suffer fools. And I put that up there a while ago on Twitter and somebody said, "Nah, you don't strike me as the sort of person who does suffer fools." I generally don't. But there are one or two people that I've suffered over the last year or two, and I won't be suffering them much longer, let me tell you. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. What are your New Year's resolutions? Oh yeah, and the giving up smoking. I won't be buying any more cigarettes. Rob, hi, how are you?
Evening. Good evening to you, young man. Happy New Year to you and to your lovely listeners.
Happy New Year to you too, Rob. So, Rob, what's your resolutions, or do you have any?
You just touched on it there. Get rid of negative people in my life.
Yeah.
That's for one.
Because they bring you down, don't they?
They bring you down with all that positivity, you know?
Yeah. I have a guy I know. I won't say obviously who he is, but he rings me every now and again, and he's a dreary swine. Every time he rings me, there's a problem in his life. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm quite happy to have a chat with him every now and again, but not all the time. Every time he rings me, it's just like misery, misery, misery. And I'm going, I swear to God, he puts you into depression listening to him.
Yeah, just listening to some of them, yeah, it's unbelievable. I deal with people like that myself, and it's just horrible. It's just wear you down. And you just like to go on and go on and go on. And they keep saying, that reminds me. And I say to myself, oh, here we go. How do we get out of this? Resolutions, so in general, though, are pretty much, as a study showed, are knocked on the head, though, after a month.
Yeah.
You know, the gyms and all will be busy.
Oh, the gym memberships go up substantially, I imagine, in the month of January. But then people are looking for their refunds in February.
But there's the thing, though. Yeah, they're paying up front, aren't they? They pay up front for those.
Well, I think a lot of them do kind of monthly now, that you don't have to pay up for the whole year.
Yeah. They have joining fees. I know they have joining fees.
Yeah.
So,
you know something? I've never been, I don't know about you, Rob, but I've never been in a gym in my life.
Oh, I have.
Have you? No, I've never been in a gym. Yeah. Ever.
I have. I never felt so inadequate in some of these places. Honest to God.
Yeah, you know? It's like a fashion show, isn't it? For some.
I thought about the fellas, you know.
Yeah, with the big muscles. But can I just say, because it makes me feel better, it makes me feel better to say this, right? All those lads with the big mad muscles, you know, the six packs. I believe they have the smallest willies. So that makes us feel better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so there you go. I've seen that, yeah. Yeah, they actually have.
Yeah. So, Rob, there's nothing in particular apart from you're giving up negative people. You're getting rid of the negative people out of your life.
Yeah, I'm trying to get negativity out of my life this year for a change, you know. Tolerated it too long.
Yeah.
I certainly don't want any woke people in my life. I want rid of them as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're gone. Well, I got rid of them a few years ago, generally speaking.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't I can't be dealing with them at all.
No.
I love arguing with them, but I just can't be dealing with them.
Do you know the ones that they're triggered? They're so easily triggered.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All them I love.
We should have maybe put a trigger warning at the start of you saying that, just in case they were listening.
Although we should. Do you know what I'd love to see? A lot of Karens, more Karens and Karens coming out like the way they have it in America. I'd love to see that happening all over the place here.
Yeah, loads of Karens giving out, like.
Giving out. No, I just want to speak to the manager.
I want to speak to the manager. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind. My Karen has never once said I want to speak to the manager.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't talking about your good wife.
Yeah. She hates the idea that anybody giving out is called a Karen. It drives her mad.
Do you watch the videos on them? They're fantastic.
Oh, I've seen some of them. I've seen some of them online and they're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Some of them are hilarious.
You know, they really are.
Okay, but stay there a second. Let me go to Jean. Jean, hi, Jean.
Happy New Year to you and I.
Happy New Year. Yeah, maybe it's not such a good thing to say hi, Jean, because that. Okay, I'm sure you've heard that before. Anyway, Jean, what are your resolutions?
I don't have any.
You don't have any at all?
No, I'm very good. I used to have one, but it's gone out the window like biting my nails.
Biting your... Oh, yeah, I bite my nails too.
I've tried over and over again to stop, but it just doesn't happen.
Right, okay. And you're dying for them to grow a little bit just so you can bite them again.
Well, I do a lot of set dancing, so you have to have short nails.
All right, okay. Why? Because your nails be digging into somebody's back?
No, it's just if you when you're dancing around and you turn.
Yeah.
And if you have long nails, you sort of would... You might cut the other person's hand.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. I get you. Yeah, okay. So your short nails are better for that kind of thing. Right, okay. Yeah. So that justifies you biting them. Yeah, okay. That's good.
Okay. So how are you anyway?
No, I'm good, Jean. And so is there anything else that you'd like to... So there's nothing else in your life that you'd like to give up? You're kind of happy with your life otherwise?
I'm very happy, thank you.
Oh, that's good. It's good to know, Gene.
That's great.
Jay's marvellous, isn't it, Rob? People coming on happy with their lives. I don't know that many people who are happy with their lives.
It's great to hear that.
Yeah. So, so Gene, do you drink?
No, I don't drink and I don't smoke.
Good for you. Are you in a relationship?
Do you take drugs, Gene?
Do you take drugs?
What? What
do
you say?
He said, do you take drugs? No.
No.
No, do you have a relationship?
I'm not. I'm divorced.
Oh, you're divorced. Oh, well, that doesn't mean you can't be in a relationship. You can find somebody else.
No.
Oh, you're happy being single?
Why not for this year, Jane?
I am happy on my own, thank you very much, and that's the way it's going to stay.
Right, that's putting us in our place anyway, that's for sure. So, and what happens, Gene, if you just happen to be doing a bit of set dancing one night and you kind of have a bit of an eye for the man you're dancing with?
No.
Or the woman, whatever your bag is.
Well, I do, I can dance the man and the man.
And the woman. Woman, yeah, well that's what I'm saying, so you could be either.
Yeah, I can do either, yeah.
You're kind of bi step dancing. You know what I mean?
I love it.
I'm sure you do. But I'm sure there's more to your life than just step dancing. Or is that just your life? Does your life just revolve around the step dancing?
Yeah.
No, okay.
We have a lot
of... Is that
of
like the lion dancing, Gene, is it?
I don't know. Gene, what is step dancing? Is that like to Irish music? Diddly Idol?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So what? The Kilfenora Cayley band?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Oh, lovely.
And Johnny Beattie and any of those, Del Gash or any of those.
And by the way, are the Kilfenora, are they still going? Are they still playing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't, because the Kilfenora would be they're very old at this stage, wouldn't they?
Oh, they're handy enough. They're very good still.
Yeah, and they've been around a long time.
Oh, they have.
Yeah. So, and what's the names of the dances that you do?
Connemara.
Yeah.
Labashida.
Yeah.
The Plain.
Right, okay.
So there's a good few of them.
Right, okay. Jesus, Rob, she sounds like a bit of a dab hand at this dance. You should try
that.
Yeah, you should try that, Rob. Would you be any good at set dancing? Would you be any good at it?
Yeah, I'd be good. Well, I wouldn't be good. I wouldn't be good at it. No,
Gene will show you. Gene will show you the ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, there's something. There's something I need now this year.
What?
No, I want to get. I want to get myself a steady fella this year, once and for all.
What, a steady relationship, like?
A steady relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Have you got your eye on anyone in particular?
I have one or two. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And have they got the same feeling? Are they interested in you?
Yeah, you wouldn't know. That's temperamental.
Right. Okay.
I don't use it in a bad language, but.
And then how do you? I mean, I'm assuming it's the same as straight man, gay man going looking for love.
The same thing.
Yeah. No. Where do you go? Like, is it the George? Is it just?
Yeah. Grindr there as well. Yeah.
Grindr's just a hookup, isn't it? I mean, Grindr's useless.
Grindr's is only hooking up. Hookups, really. See, that's all it's there for, you know. Yeah.
Gene is completely confused now. Can I just say,
anonymous?
Yeah, yeah. Gene has no idea what we're talking about. By the way, when we say Grindr, Gene, do you know what Grindr is?
No.
See what I mean? No idea. it's where blokes go to find a relationship online.
No, I wouldn't do any of that sort of thing.
No, I know you wouldn't.
No, I'm happy out the way I am.
Yeah.
That's it. And Happy New Year to you, Niall. To you and yours.
And you too, Gene. You keep up that step dancing. Thanks, Gene. Going. Happy New Year to you. Let me go to Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my man. Hey, Mickey.
Hello from Gidor. How are you, kids?
Well, Mickey, I've got 2 minutes before I go into the break, and then I'm going to come back to you with Kathleen.
Right,
well,
just quickly, can we set a New Year's resolution for Jean there to find her a man?
She doesn't want. No, she doesn't want a man. She's quite happy. Her and her step dancing. Now, Rob wants a man.
That's right.
Well, sure, Rob there's in the wrong place, is he?
Now, why is he in the wrong place?
He's not looking in the right place. As I said, Jean was thinking Grindr was something there. She was fucking getting her...
Jean had no idea what Grindr was, in fairness. She thought it was something to do with making dinner.
Something that got to do with the fucking your herbs there to get...
Oh, whatever. Whatever, yeah.
But yeah, no, look, I don't fuck all resolutions. I said over the new year, I was thinking, yeah, I'll try to drink in January. Yeah. And then today, then I realised it was like, hang on, it's Celtic versus Rangers. And then it was the semi-finals of the darts. I was like, yeah, fuck that. And then we lost. Celtic lost 3-0.
Right.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
And that's the end of your world, is it? Because Celtic lost 3-0. Right, okay.
It wasn't, because we're still 11 points ahead of them.
Oh, well, that's something, isn't it? No idea what you're talking about, by the way, because I have no interest in football.
But it's still going. It's still all good.
I'm sure it is.
It means all the world.
22 men kicking around a bag of air, trying to get it between two sticks. Something very macho about it, isn't it?
Means all the world up there.
Yeah, yeah. So, Mickey, you're not giving up Anton. What about the drink? Would you give that up? No, not a chance.
I was going to do the dry January, but you look, we're in the back arse of nowhere. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, it's clear you haven't done that. Yeah, I know. So
there's nothing else to do, you know.
Yeah, when you're living in Gweedore, I suppose life can be a bit, you know, isolated, I suppose.
Gweedore? I'm telling you,
especially with
Donegal, Rob. He's in Donegal in Gweedore. Yeah.
Donegal, lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Area Donegal, and you've nothing around you. Look, if you have good weather, it's brilliant. But
yeah, but this is Ireland.
20% bad weather.
Yeah, you know? Well, 90% of the time it's bad weather in Ireland. Yeah, yeah.
You go out and walk the dog, and she's the umbrella and the jackets, and sure, the umbrella gets blown away 2 minutes after walking out the door, and you probably get taken with it with the winds that we have, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But you'd meet nobody up there either, though, would you?
Say that again, Rob.
You'd be lonely.
You'd be very lonely.
You'd be lonely up there.
Yeah, you would be. Mickey, are you lonely in Gweedore?
I'm not. I have 5 kids and a missus, so I'm not lonely at all.
Is Gweedore near Muff?
Dogs and 10 cats.
Oh. By the way, Mickey, is it near Muff?
Nah, well, it'd be a good hour or so away.
Yeah, are you familiar with Muff in Donegal?
I'd be familiar with Muff and Gweedore now, but I wouldn't go Muff diving up Muff.
I was going to say, because somebody wouldn't believe me during the week when I was talking about a place called Muff in Donegal, and they actually do have a diving club called the Muff Diving Club, which I thought was hilariously funny. Stay there, Rob. Thanks, Mickey. I'm going to come to Kathleen after the break. We want to know, what are your New Year's resolutions? My New Year's resolution is to remain positive, calm in my happy bubble, and not get triggered by all the bullshit around me in the world. And the usual popular one to get up early and get out walking in nature more and be healthy and conscious. Or health conscious, sorry. Yeah, thank you for that. Thanks, Al. That was from Connie, I think. Yeah, Rob, stay there. Let me go to Kathleen. Kathleen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Al. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year
Welcome
to you,
back.
Too. Thanks very much indeed. So you heard Rob. Yeah, his New Year's resolution is to stop hanging around with negative people.
All right.
And find love.
Mine's very simple now.
What is it?
I got weighed last week. I know I had an appointment on the day before New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, okay.
I had an appointment up in the Met Hospital.
Okay.
And, I thought, it's not easy, but I won't go into, you know, but basically, I had put on 2 kilos. Last time I got weighed, I was 106 kilos. And when you put me on the fucking scales, I was 108 kilos.
Now, what's that in stone and pounds? Because kilos confuse me.
It's 16 fucking stone now.
Yeah, but how tall are you?
Well, I used to be 5'5", but as I've got older, when you get older now, just for warning you.
Yeah, you do shrink.
I'm past 60, right? Yeah, your feet shrink and you actually do shrink, yeah. You know, as you get older.
Yeah, yeah, okay, so you're a little bit overweight.
So
yeah.
I'd be about, say, 5'3", something like that.
5'3", okay, so you're only 5'3", so you're a little bit overweight, obviously.
Yeah, very overweight now.
Well, 16 stone is hardly ginormous.
I know, but no. It's very, very bad for you.
Oh, no, it's, you know, I know, I mean, it's not good for you. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I stopped the cigarettes 5 years ago now. Yeah. And I think I did put the weight on, but I thought I'd get on with it. But I think that as you get older, I don't know how it works now.
It's not because as you get older, you're moving less. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rob will tell you all about that.
I don't want to take too much of your time. Can I just tell you this now?
Yeah.
When you were talking about the outside vape, people were smoking outside. I couldn't stop laughing when you said if a person was stood outside smoking a vape and somebody passing.
Wow, I missed all of that. It sounds hilarious, but I missed it all. Well, what did I say again? Remind me what I said. I forget what I said.
You said, well, what would you do if you didn't like somebody, but you were outside and you didn't like somebody that was vaping, but then the person, somebody that was vaping farted, and you said you had to move to the other side of the building or something because
move downwind.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't apply to you, Kathleen, because you know as well as I do that women never fart. Women don't fart.
No, oh, died you now.
No,
you never know.
Yeah, your mother always. My mother told me that years ago that women don't fart. She said women, when they're very young, they have an operation called a fartorectomy. And they have their fart gland removed.
I'd gasp now. Yeah. But listen, no, seriously, though.
So how are you going to lose weight? Sorry for interrupting you, Kathleen. How are you going to lose weight? Are you on a special diet or, like,
well,
not eating too much?
A few years back, I gave up sugar. I'm on sweeteners. Mm. I'm on low-fat milk. I have a breakfast. I mean, just not really a special diet, but I just try and be appreciative of what I eat.
Food is the main thing, by the way. You know, I mean, people go on about exercise and all, and exercise is about 10% of it, I believe. Food is the main reason why you put on weight.
There is a tablet now. There is a tablet you can buy, but it used to be on the medical card.
Yeah, Ozempic.
But now they're not on the medical card, and you have to pay the chemist €50.
Yeah, well, I would rather for people to try to lose weight without going on the likes of Ozempic, because you'll just become reliant on it. You know.
Yeah, true. That's the truth, that's the truth. But when I'm feeling like a snack, I'd have an apple now in the evening time.
Yeah,
but I am fooling myself because I'm a demon for tea and toast for supper.
Do you know what I'm taking a liking to lately? Cream crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of butter on them.
I bought some crackers.
Cream crackers.
Oh, I love them. I know with the you know the ones with the Italian seasoning inside, like oil.
Like the Ritz, ones.
Absolutely good. Yeah, like
Rob, do you like an odd cream cracker?
I do. Yeah, I do. And I like those little salted ones as well.
The Ritz or Tuck.
No, I think the Jacobs or something.
Oh, okay.
The little packets.
Right. Okay. No, I just like the standard ones, just the ordinary, tasteless ones.
I am under somebody. I do an online with a lady from the HSC who's a dietitian, and she gives us, she's very good now. And she'll say, you know, try this and how is it going? Or she gives us little tips on what to eat.
Don't get me wrong. I'm delighted you're seeing it here talking to a dietitian. But here's the thing. If you want to lose weight, you just reduce your portion sizes, reduce your dinner sizes, reduce your breakfast sizes. And don't eat after 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
Now, because I'm the worst eater in the world, right?
I measure out my... She gave me a cup, you know, one of the plastic cups, and there's a measure on it. And I measure out my cereals, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're managing your portion sizes, yeah.
I'm managing my portion sizes, yeah. You know, but probably in the night time. I think that's what I'm going to have to try and stop that because it's a bad habit.
Well, the best of luck, Kathleen. Hopefully you lose that bit of weight you want to lose. Thank you very much indeed. Let me go to Alan as well. Alan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall.
Hey, Alan. Rob is looking for love.
Until Monday.
By the way, Rob is looking for love. Did you tell me you were bisexual the last time you were on?
Yeah, I like Rob. He's very old-fashioned. I like him.
Yeah. Well, he's looking for love.
I prefer someone who's not going on Grindr, just someone who's going to just get on with his life and set up a new journey.
Why, have you never been on Grindr? Have you been on Grindr, Alan?
No, I've never gone on them, no.
Right, okay. Okay, so Alan, what's your resolution? Stop bringing in radio shows. No,
resolution is that I finally let go of my wife, the loss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God.
It's our third anniversary on the 26th.
No, don't let go. Don't let go of the loss.
Not through that.
No, you see, Niall, I have bipolar. And I get very delusional if I'm not well. I get very
sick. But Alan, you can still live your life and move forward without letting go of the loss. It's not like you have to forget about it or just put it behind you.
No, it's a question of proactivity. And I have a book I want to produce. I have a publisher that wants to.
And what's the book about? What's the book about?
About my journey of psychiatry and mental health and fundamentalism.
I remember the very first time you called my radio show, which was back in 2002, was it? Yeah, okay, 2002, which is nearly 25 years ago, on another radio station. And we had some laugh with you because there was nights you used to come on where you hadn't taken your medication or you had, I can't remember which it was. But I swear to God, the laugh we had out of you was unbelievable because you were off your bicky.
Do you know something, Niall?
Yeah.
When I remember that's when I first moved in with my wife. That was going back to 2002.
Right, okay.
And you gave us tickets for the cinema. If I came up for a good one-liner for my house,
right?
I said, my flat is that depressing, I throw Valium at the walls. But no, my resolution, Niall, is that I stay proactive and keep me. I have you on Spotify.
Yeah.
And I listen every night. I go to bed at 9 o'clock, I put on Spotify, then go back about to 2022. And I listen to all your talks. And I'm trying to put a donation in, Niall.
Oh, very good. Yeah. This is my podcast.
I don't know how to use the banking system on my phone.
Sorry, what'd you say, Rob?
He's in competition with you.
No. He wants to donate to me podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah, go to my website. Anyway, I'm delighted. Thank you very much indeed for that. And I appreciate it. You listen to all the old episodes or you listen to the podcast on Spotify.
I didn't know you were on tonight. I thought you were back on a Monday.
So did I.
Monday night.
Yeah, so did I.
And I never miss your shows, Niall. You're just as good as Gayborn.
Oh, thanks very much. Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate that. I take that as a compliment.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. Okay, so Alan, okay, number one is you're going to let go of the grief, I suppose, is what you're saying to me.
Yeah, let go of the grief, yeah.
Okay. That's not such a bad thing, but always remember your wife and the wonderful person she was. But
I
let go of the grief.
I let go of the grief.
Yeah, and then what's your other resolution? Do you have any other resolutions?
Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
Well, this is it, isn't it? Yeah, we're dying. They say we're dying since the day we're born.
Yeah.
It's true. We are actually dying. We're heading to death from the day we're born, which is very morbid thought.
Niall, I'll leave you with this, Niall, right?
Yeah, go for it.
If everyone was like you, Niall, there'd be no need for heaven. We'd already be there.
Ah, Jesus, Alan. Thanks very much, Nate. I'm actually going to vomit here now.
Give us a load, Niall.
Alan, you're a lovely man. Listen, thank you very much indeed.
And
I appreciate
you.
See you then. Okay, listen, Rob, thanks very much indeed. Appreciate you coming on.
Listen, not
see you. I hope you find love, by the way.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.